This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Everybody right now, do me a favor. If you have a lighter, put your lighter up in the air. If you don't have a lighter, turn the flashlight on your cell phone and hold it up in the air. We're doing this for Binkley's preseason predictions. They're already dead. It's over. Binkley has been screaming at me for months of how the Colts were better than the Bills, and he loved the Colts' offensive line. Carson Wentz was going to turn things around. Carson Wentz, broken bone in his foot. Somehow it's contagious. I don't know how, but Quentin Nelson now has the same affliction. So I just want everybody to put your hands up really quickly. Sway back and forth with me while you're holding your lighter or your cell phone. If you got a drink, pour out a little bit of it. We're pouring it out for the Indianapolis Colts season, as they appear to be 6-11, 5-12 ready, Bink.
So I don't get your point here, C-Dot, Rob. I understand, you know, what we're talking about here. It's the unfortunate situation that happened to those Indianapolis Colts, but what's your guys' point?
It's over. It's dead.
What's over?
I want you to denounce the Indianapolis Colts on this show. Denounce them.
I'll denounce them.
Denounce
them. I did last night and I did today. I said, I'm taking them out of the bubble. That was a topic last night, a topic today, playing a little Ian Rappaport. I said, man, Wentz might be done anyway when Nick Foles comes rolling into town at 32 years old.
You know, mentally, he's done.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard Nick Foles yesterday. He was peacocking. He says, I'm better than when I won a Super Bowl. He said, I am. He said, Frank Reich might be the best coach I've ever been around. Like, he was posturing and positioning himself for a job with the Colts. Carson Wentz, he's coming to take your job. If I'm Carson Wentz, like, I hate Nick Foles. I hate everything about him. He's going to come, because they're going to start off with, say, 4-2, something like that, and they're going to stick with Nick Foles. Think about this, C-Dot. He says, he had the nerve to say, the new version of him. Hey, Rob, can you flip this one on? I don't know if it's off or not, because usually this one is, but 9 seconds. 9 seconds of peacocking.
Listen, I'm 32. I feel great. The version of me right now is much better than the version that played in the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that. And I'm confident in that. So put that through your mind.
Put that through your mind.
Put that through your mind.
He's peacocking. He's third stringer in Chicago. That's a lot of talk for a third stringer.
He is way behind in the depth chart.
I'm just saying.
He can't even see the field. And I'm not even talking about getting on there. Like, he might not even be allowed to leave the huddle. But he might not even be allowed to leave the sideline. They might have him in quarantine.
In mind, you're not supposed to do this. This is tampering.
Frank Reich is one of my favorite, if not favorite, coaches of all time.
You played for the Bears.
He understands me as a player.
He understands
me as a person.
Yeah. You play for the Bears.
He understands him as a player and a person.
You can roll up to the Colts.
Don't you want to be understood as a player and as
Nick
a person?
Nick just wants a call. Coach, what's up, man? I want to come take Carson Wentz's job again.
Someone Someone on the text line says, Bink, don't call him Carrington. His name is Chargers Dot. If I'm Chargers Dot, you're Colts Dot.
Browns Dot.
You're Colts
I
Dot.
I like the Browns better than the Colts, and I've made that clear.
You had Indy as the second best team in the AFC.
That is not true.
Rob's neutral here. Rob, who did Bink have as the second best team in the AFC? Because I swear it was the Indianapolis
was
Colts.
That. He had a tier system that included the Chiefs by themselves.
Okay, all right.
And then he had the Browns and Colts on tier two.
And the Bills.
But you had the Colts and Browns both ahead of the Bills.
But I had the Browns ahead of the Colts.
Okay, let me ask you right now. Who's the second best team in the AFC?
Right now?
Right now, today, August 3rd, 2:40.
I'm still going to say Buffalo because
They
you
took
said,
the step.
You were hesitant to say no, it was no, Buffalo. No, you were hesitant.
1A, Cleveland's 1B. And keep in mind, I'm not one of these Johnny come lately. I love the Cleveland Browns roster. I've been saying this crap.
You have been saying
since
this.
The free agency. Rob, you know this too. I'm higher on the Browns than I am the Colts.
Who wins more games this season, the Colts or the Broncos?
Oh, that's so hurtful. Come on now. Don't do that. Don't do that to the Colts.
Question.
That's too low on the Colts.
I just want to know who you guys think wins more games, the Colts or the Broncos.
Nick Foles and the Colts do.
One of those teams has a head coach. The other team has, what, the old man of the sea in Drew Locke. The Colts are going to outwin the Broncos. Come on now.
Indy's sitting with Jacob Eason right now, right? They need a little love. They need some.
They need a lot of love. You want to know how bad it is? They're clamoring for Nick Foles or Gardner Minshew. It tells you everything you need to. Have you seen the Colts schedule the first 5 weeks of the season?
It's rough.
It is nearly impossible now without who they have at quarterback. Now, I'm not saying that you were going to win these games either way. You had Carson Wentz as your quarterback. The first five games for the Indianapolis Colts are, let me pull it up here really quickly. The computer, you know, sometimes we got dial up here over at Odyssey. Let me pull it up here for you guys really quickly. These are the first five games. Seahawks, Rams, Titans, Dolphins, Ravens. First 5 weeks of the season. Colts might start off 0-5.
It's not good. It's not good for them. But I'll say this. Oh, Julio Jones got hurt yesterday. I mean, Vrabel's not real worried about it.
Everybody getting hurt right now, though.
I'm just saying, Tennessee can't play defense. Right now, the Colts don't have a quarterback. And Quentin Nelson's a major blow to that offensive line. He is the best guard of the National Football League.
I think you could argue that Quentin Nelson is the best offensive lineman in the NFL.
Yeah, if you want to say all-around offensive lineman, Quentin Nelson, they lost the best lineman. I say guard because he's not a tackle. Obviously, I'd put Trent Williams ahead of him, to be quite honest with you, but still lost the best guard. You can make an argument top two, three offensive linemen in the league.
Right now, we're talking to Jay Binkley. We'll do Ask Binkley here coming up momentarily. 913-576-7610. If you got a question for Bink, go ahead and throw it in there. Let's just start with this because I like getting your vantage point on this. What's the most interesting thing in camp? I think the most interesting thing in camp right now is Trey Smith at right guard.
I think so, too. You know, here's a guy I really like, Trey Smith. Told you guys, this is my favorite pick in the draft that the Chiefs made, just considering because of where he was selected. I mean, the value was tremendous. This guy, four-round different in talent. Second-round talent, you can make an argument in 3 years that Trey Smith should have been a first-rounder. It's going to be kind of like a Kelce, Tyreek Hill, L'Jarius Sneed type of deal where say this guy should have gone in the first round. That's going to be Trey Smith. But I like his attitude, and I've been sold on the guy. Just listening to him talk about taking people's wills away, pancaking him, how the coach in high school told him he was soft, and he went home and flipped that switch and said, no more, no more. And now he just likes throwing people around. He threw Dirty Dan around today. Dirty Dan got a taste of Trey Smith on a stunt.
He's like 200 pounds bigger than
still,
that
still, though, man.
He feels like
still
it,
though. I mean, Dirty Dan's still pretty strong dude,
he's
though,
a
man.
He's a strong guy.
He's a pretty strong guy, but Trey Smith disposed of Dirty Dan pretty fast.
One thing I like about Trey Smith and the opportunity to watch him today, because I was watching their one-on-one drills, is, and you've mentioned this a lot with Kelechi Osemele and having that bruiser, that physical type offensive lineman. They didn't have anybody on their offensive line once the injury started to happen that you feel could punch somebody in the mouth. Like running the football, to use an old school football cliche, a lot of it is want to and will. And you got to want to beat your guy off the spot. I only feel like I saw that kind of mindset two times last season. I think we saw it the first game of the season. I think we saw it against Buffalo. For the most part, this team just wasn't really a ground and pound. We're going to run the football today, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. I do feel like with Trey Smith, he provides that level of nastiness that I think you need on the offensive line. They got it on the defensive line. I don't know if they had it on the offensive line. I think he adds that.
No, this offensive line is completely different as far as mentality with it. Creed Humphrey, he's a nasty customer as well. I just really like the combination. And, you know, rookies on this team, Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, they're going to be part of the future. I mean, you have to look at this offensive line. They're going to be here for a minute. You know, with Orlando Brown, probably get that extra contract. Trey Smith, still on the rookie deal. Of course, Creed Humphrey. You're going to see these guys for a while. What you're seeing is the foundation for what this offense is lying going forward. And, you know, and next year, they'll get even more praise. And by 2023, you know, the Chiefs might, people start looking at them and say, okay, this is the best offensive line in the NFL at this point with some of those guys. And I remember Mitch Holtis that joined me that one Saturday when the rookies were up here.
And this before Trey Smith had been out with the ones, right? 2 days before that. And Mitch had said, if they played the game tonight, man, I think Trey Smith's a starter. That's what he said. This before they even got on the field. So he's been flashing in front of people. Today he got to put the pads on and hit people is what he likes to do. But he's completely different off the field, you know. When he said there were Jeff Schwartz and the – I can see this guy as a coach as well. He's up there, you know, drawing X's and O's, what his favorite type of plays are. His favorite type of plays are plays where he can punish people, and that's what's good about Trey Smith. And, again, you're talking about guys in Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, Joe Tooney, Orlando Brown, guys that didn't give many sacks at all and really weren't penalized very much either. A very nice combination this offensive line has.
Binkley, if we were playing like Jay Binkley Family Feud and we had to put on the board, like what are things that Jay Binkley loves the most? You know, beer might be on there. Yeah. Maybe a good chew might be on there.
Sure.
Football.
If it's cold, I like
football would certainly be on there. You know what else you also love?
What?
Football players talking in press conferences. I got Mecole Hardman here.
I think it's probably one of my most important seasons coming into this training camp. So I think it's just up to me, you know, personally to do what I need to do and take advantage of every opportunity that's given to me and just, you know, gain the trust of, you know, the coaches, you know, the rest of the staff and Pat, you know, and my teammates and just show them that, you know, I can be a viable asset every Sunday or whatever day we plan on day in, day out and just, you know, continue to improve on my game as the season goes.
I think that is the audio cut so far of Chiefs training camp. I do look at him as being sort of at a crossroad in his career, and what is he going to be? What's the next level? I think most people can identify there is another level for Mecole Hardman. Is that level him turning into a 1,000-yard receiver, or what I think is probably more realistic for him being a 750, 800-yard guy who can get you 6 touchdowns this season? If Mecole Hardman can be that, I think it's a plus season for him.
Yeah, I like that cut from him. But I liked when Tyreek Hill was talking about Mecole Hardman a little bit better. Because Tyreek Hill laid it out. And he's like, yeah, I've talked to him. He's matured. And I've told him, you know, if Andy Reid tells you to do something, you got to do it, man. If the coaches tell you to do one thing, you do that. Trust me. Do what the coaches say. It'll take you a long way. I mean, that's Tyreek Hill basically putting it out there in black and white for Mecole Hardman, what he needs to do to advance. And yeah, Mecole can say these things. Eric Bieniemy was extremely high on Mecole Hardman yesterday when he talked, and he flat out was being honest. He said, I didn't think we had a good day today. Thought the defense was better, but he raved on Mecole Hardman. Again, Mecole Hardman had an opportunity last year when Sammy Watkins did a lot of other stuff that I'm waiting to see somebody else do. And I haven't seen Mecole Hardman's more of the 9 route, the vertical route. He's gotten better at the route tree. That's one thing Tyreek Hill, he was known for a speed guy, vertical, get down the field. But he really worked on the route tree and being an every down wide receiver that you could trust on third round, curls, ins, outs, everything he could do. He really transformed himself a good receiver. That's the stuff I want to see from Mecole. Sammy Watkins gave him and DeMarcus Robinson and to some extent Byron Pringle that opportunity. Can you step in and do it? And Pringle, to me, took more of a step than those two guys combined because Sammy Watkins was more than just a catch. He was when he doesn't get the ball, what's he do? Sammy Watkins was a tough customer when he was playing. Didn't mind hitting you. He would go in and lay people out. He didn't mind blocking. He did the type of things for an ex-receiver. Like, I'm waiting for these guys to take that out. I'm not sure, you know, McCole's got that physicality of a Sammy Watkins. There's a lot about Mecole Hardman's game I like. But it's good hearing him, you know, step up. Now it's time to do it because I felt last year was that time as well. When Sammy Watkins is out of lineup, you got to kick down that door and be the guy.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll give you an opportunity to ask your questions to Jay Binkley and hashtag AskBink. Bink, we're going to do something a little bit different today. So Rob has actually challenged you to a game. I think you're going to smoke him in this game, but I do want to see how competitive Rob can be. So I asked Rob a couple of days ago, I said, if I ask you a team, can you tell me what college football conference they're in? He says, I think I'll get every single one right. And I'm like, you think you could beat Bank? And he's
conference
like,
conference is what college they went to.
Conference. No, I'm just gonna give you a school and I want you to tell me what conference they're in. I'm gonna play a little quick hot potato between you and Rob and see how you fare. Rob thinks he can beat you with this. I don't think he can beat you. I think you are the Schwab when it comes to this kind of stuff. I think you're unbeatable when it comes to this.
We'll see, Rob. I mean, I love that game you guys were playing. I was screaming at my
I don't know if anybody
screaming
else
on
loved
radio
it.
Wouldn't be Dirty the only, Dan BYU, but
you might have been the only one that loved
everyone
it.
Everyone in our building loved it. The people listening, they didn't love
you
it.
You might have been the only one that loved it. Rob, hit my music. Bink, SMU.
SMU?
What conference are they in?
They are in the American Athletic Conference.
Marshall, Rob.
Conference USA.
Army, Bink.
Army is in the American Athletic Conference.
They're independent, right?
Oh, Army's, yeah, Navy's in it. Excuse me, it was Navy. Army's independent. Navy's in the AAC. My bad.
Bink, you already
It was
missed
Navy,
one?
Not Army. Army's independent, yes.
You missed one already?
I did. I whipped. Quickly corrected it, but yes.
Bink! Does Santa Claus exist?
Yeah.
I can't believe you did this to me. Rob, Eastern Michigan.
The Mac.
Mac. Bank. Mac what, though? Mac East or West?
Oh, he got you there.
They're the East.
West.
Mm. Ooh, Bink, Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern. Sun Belt.
Rob, Texas State.
I think that's Sun Belt.
Also in the Sun Belt.
Sun Belt East or West.
Sun Belt, Fun Belt, baby.
Bink, Sun Belt, East or West.
I mean, they're in Texas. It's got to be West.
Yes. Bink, let me ask you a question. Do you love Thursday night football more or Tuesday night Maction?
Tuesday, Wednesday. They expanded to Tuesday and Wednesday now. Maction's the answer.
You want to know when the Mac really hit its peak? Jordan Lynch.
Illinois.
Jordan Lynch was something that only hardcore college football fans knew. Every Tuesday, you were watching what you thought was the best player in college football. It was so much fun. I don't know what Jordan Lynch is up to these days. He's probably training kids. But Jordan Lynch, I hope you're having a great day.
What about Nate Davis? Ball State out there. He was cooking on Tuesday nights.
You definitely loved Nate Davis.
I covered an arena football game back with the Kansas City Brigade. Nate Davis out there playing.
100%.
And Chris Leak was out there, too.
Rob, Old Dominion.
Conference USA.
Bank.
East or West?
Ooh. Does Conference USA have an East and West?
Yeah.
I'm going to say since they're in Virginia, the East.
Good job.
Tulane
is AAC, I believe.
They are in the American Athletic Conference. That concludes our rapid fire. Can you beat Bink?
Didn't I say I would beat him? And I beat him, right? Do I get points for this?
I give it to you because I slipped up for a second.
He beat you that time. That kind of hurts me that he beat you.
I slipped up for a second. I know, but I quickly corrected.
That actually really hurts me that you lost.
I quickly corrected the Navy.
I was going to put all my student loan debt on you.
I got you.
Now
you got me.
Now it's terrible for me. Thanks, Bink.
You want to hear something?
Of course.
This is why I play the game. I mean, I love beating people up, man. I love just, like, knocking someone down, rolling over them, you know, just talking in their head after the play's over with. But it's just sort of my personality. If you know me, I'm sort of a goon. But I just really enjoy the violence aspect of playing football.
Trey Smith, I just had to get it out there. That's my favorite quote from training camp. You played yours, I played mine.
Okay. I actually really like that quote. That's what you want your offensive lineman to say. You want your offensive lineman to want to beat people up.
Yeah. It's Trey Smith.
That's the thing about football.
Dirty Dan saw some of that today.
You got to love contact. Like, you got to love the aggression part of it.
I agree, man. Dirty Dan got it.
I remember asking Mitchell Schwartz one time, like, you know, we were talking off the air, and I was just like, you know, like, what gets you to that place? You know, like, you got to get to, like, a certain level of your brain to be able to tap into how good of a football player Mitchell Schwartz was. And he was like, fear of failure. You know, right. Like, I don't want to fail. People love football for different reasons, but the I just want to hit and hurt people is certainly a good reason to enjoy playing football.
Coletio Simile into, I know everybody's saying, you know, Will Shields, he's got some KO in him, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.